So let's continue to run. You'll try some of the days through the line of the wide line. Okay, so the says, when me omer of a law says yikrab olahua. You're telling me that when you have an original animal that you designated as a korban, which cannot be brought as that type of korban, like a female animal for an ola that we mentioned in the Mishnah, that Rabbi Eliezer would say that the product of it, the vlad or the tmura, as the case may be, is brought as an ola by itself, or a minu. The Gemara says, I have a contradiction. A braisa says, tmuras oshon, vlad tmura, the tmura of an osham, actually it's Mishnah later on, the tmura of an osham, or the vlad of the tmura, again, an osham being a male animal, it's not going to eat itself, it's not going to have a vlad, but a tmura could, vladon atzof kolosvam, or the baby of the tmura, or the baby of the baby, etc., and so to all future generations, yiruachi yistahu, you leave them to graze until they develop a mom, v'yimacher, and then you sell them, v'yiplodomav l'nadava, and then the money of it goes to nadava, which are used to buy olos for the tzibur. Rabbi Lozo Omer Yamusu, and Rabbi Lozo says that you don't bring them themselves as a korban, and you don't use the money of them. Actually, that's Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says Yamusu that you have to leave them to die. You don't use them. He holds that it's like a chata hamesa, just like we learned in the previous parak that you have the five chatoris hamesas. He says the same din is true of an asham. Rabbi Lozo Omer, Rabbi Lozo, who's the same Rabbi Lozo as our Mishnah, says Yavi b'dmei hen oila. You use the value of the animal to buy an oila, implying b'domim ein huat meila, implying that you can only use the value of it to buy an oila, but the animal itself cannot be brought as an oila. Now, why not? It's true that the tmura of the osham itself cannot be brought as the korban. But why should the vlad of it not be able to be brought as an ola itself? The answer is, Rav Chista says, Rav Elazar is not saying his opinion according to his own opinion. He's saying what he thinks that Chachamim should hold. He says, he says to them, Lidi D, as far as I'm concerned, Svidali Dapi the Vlad Nami Korva Ola. I myself hold that even in a case such as on Mishnah where the mother animal herself could not be brought as an ola because she's a female, nevertheless the vlad of it is suitable to be brought as a korban, and therefore you would bring it itself an ola. But you who say that the baby animal has to be left to graze until it develops a mum, or Shita Mukubetsis changes it to changes it to that dom of ola, the value of it becomes an ola. But he says, Oduli Mias, Rabbi Elazar says to the Chachamim, at least even within your opinion, you should at least agree to me that feel of vlad nami korva ola. Shouldn't you at least agree to me that the moiser, the leftover animals of that can themselves cannot be brought as an oshim or whatever, that they should go for a nedava of a yachid to bring an ola of a yachid, the animal itself, not the value of it. Fine, you're going to say the value. Fine, you hold that the animal itself is not brought to the korban, only the value. But why are you saying it goes to the tzibur if the original animal was from a korban yachid? The amulei moisrus l'nidvas tzibur al the chachamim say. Even then, we disagree, and we don't say that it would go to an ola of a yachid. We would say rather that the money of it goes for an ola of a tzibur. Meaning, in other words, they're saying we disagree with you on two counts. You hold that the actual vlad itself can be brought as an ola, of the yachid, and we hold the vlad itself cannot be brought as a korban at all, and even the value of it is only going to be used for the korban of a tzibur. Okay. Rava Omar, Rava says that, that's one answer. When Rabbi Lazar says, Yavi b'dmei ola, he doesn't mean that he himself would hold that you only use a dummy. He himself holds that the actual baby itself could be brought as a korban. Just like in our Mishnah, he says that the baby of the female animal can be brought as a korban. But he's saying, according to the Chacham, Rabba says a different answer. Ad kam l'ka'amar Rabbi Lazar hu atma yikra b'ola. You know when Rabbi Lazar is saying that the baby itself is brought as an ola, or the baby of the tumura, whatever. You know what? That's when a person is designating a female animal for an oila. Where, after all, the name oila can apply to the mother, because there is such a thing as an oila sa'oif. There is such a thing as an oila sa'oif, which can be a female bird, and therefore the name oila can apply to a female animal as well, even though it itself cannot be broader than oila, but at least the name would apply to it. Especially, Rabbeinu Gershom points out also, you have, in Menachos, we learned about that if a person makes a neder to bring an oila, and he doesn't specify what kind of oila, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says he can be yotze with an oila sa'oif. So we see that the generic term oila, according to him at least, can mean a bird. So therefore, he would say, therefore, to a certain extent, Kedushas HaGuf goes on to the mother. Therefore, the baby itself could be brought as a carbon. Avo gabit tmuras vlad asham. But when it comes to the tmura of an asham, or the vlad of a tmura of an asham, the leka shem oila al imay, where there the original animal that you designated as hektish cannot... the name of oila would never attach to it because the original animal was designated as an asham and was brought as an asham. The name oila never comes on that animal. Rabbi Elazar will agree that in that case only you can use the value of the resulting animal, the tumura or the vlad tumura, as the case may be, but not that the animal itself, then not that the tumura or the vlad tumura or whatever itself would actually be brought as the carbon. Okay. Rashi brings over here an extra line, and so does Shittim Kubretis, and so does Hagoras Hagra, that when we said before, we quoted before in the Braisa, that we said that the, or actually in the Mishnah rather, we said that the vlad of an oila, etc., are treated just like an oila, and they need to be completely burnt on the Mizeach. So again, the Gemara mentions that, according to that, here's over here, the Gemara continues that you have two different opinions, whether that would only be according to Rabbi Eliezer or whether that would be even according to the Chacham. Same as we said at the beginning of the Sugya, that Rabbi Baba Chana would say that that's part of the Machlokes as well, and Rava would say that everybody would agree on that. So Abaya questions Rava. You're telling me that Rava would make a different, would make a distinction whether the original animal was a female for an oila, where the name oila can apply to a female, or whether we're talking about a tmura of an osham, where the name oila never attached it. Are you telling me that Rava Elazar holds that the name of the korban has to have been able somehow to attach to the mother in the first place, the original korban? But we learn in a different braisa. If a person designates a female animal for his korban pesach, and again, that didn't work because the korban pesach has to be a male animal. What you do is you leave that female to graze until it develops a mum, v'timocher, and then you sell her, v'yavi b'demeh pesach, and use the value of it to buy a male animal for a korban pesach. And the braisa continues, yolda, if this female animal meanwhile gave birth, Yirachi is starved, and also the baby is left to graze until it develops a mum, be macher, and you sell it. Pesach, and use the value of it to buy a Pesach. That is, if it was born before Pesach, so then there's still time to use the value of it to buy a korban Pesach. On the other hand, Shtaira Achra Pesach, what if that baby, or what if the mother animal herself, for that matter? So we have two cases: one where you had just the female animal herself; two where it had a baby. Both of those are before Pesach. Now, what about if it's after Pesach? Tira adchi yistoev. Again, you leave the mother animal to graze till she develops a mum. The yavir b'demeh shlamim, and you use the value to buy a shlamim. Yolda, and case number four: if it gave birth after Pesach. So again, too late to use it for Pesach that year. Therefore, Yirachi starve. Again, you leave the animal, the baby, to graze till it develops a mum. Be'imacha be'yavim yadav shlamim, and you sell it and use the money to buy a shlamim. Rabbi Elazar says the baby itself could be brought as a shlamim. Now, the mother was never a shlamim because the mother was designated as a Pesach. So that's the question. V'ahacha d'lecha shem shlomim alimai. Here, after all, there was never any name of shlomim on the mother. That's what the Gemara is going to answer. That Pesach automatically becomes the shlomim after Pesach, right? And Tosfos points out we can't even say like we said before that the name shlomim could attach to it because there's no such thing as a shlomim of birds. So you can't even say that's So there's no name of shlomim on the mother, but Amar Rav Elazar Yikra shlomim, and yet Rav Elazar says that the baby is brought as a shlomim. So you see that there's no distinction between, apparently, according to Rav Elazar, whether the mother had the name of that type of carbon or not. You still bring the baby as that type of carbon. So what are you, Rav, telling me? There's a difference between an Ola and an Osham in that regard. Amalei Rava. The answer is, Rava answers him, Rav Elazar, Rav Achara, Pesach Chamrin. You're talking about where it was left over till after Pesach. That's a special case. Because like you said, Shiny Achara Pesach. It's different when it comes after Pesach. The Moisa Pesach, Gufei, Karev Shlomim. Because after all, never mind the case of a female animal or a baby animal or whatever. Even if you had a male animal that you designated as a Pesach and everything was fine and good, but you didn't bring it as a Karev Pesach, automatically it becomes a Shlomim. So therefore, so it is considered that the mother already had the designation of Shlomim. The question is, in that case, then why is if Rav Elazar is saying that the point is that the mother had the name Shlomim, then why are we saying that only in the Sefer, where it was left over, where it was left over after Pesach, then because the mother has the name Shlomim, therefore the baby has the name Shlomim as well. If the way it works is that a Pesach automatically becomes a Shlomim out of season, then he should argue in the Reisha as well, where the mother gave birth before Pesach. But before the Yom Tov, before Erev Pesach, and he should still be saying that you bring the baby as a carbon. Amalei ein achinami uplegi. So Rava says, indeed, that's indeed the case. In fact, they do argue in the Reisha as well. So he's arguing in both cases. So the female herself is definitely not brought as a shlomim. You leave her to graze, and then you use the money for a Pesach or shlomim, respectively, whether it's before or after Pesach. The baby, in both the Reisha and the Sefer, where it was born before Pesach or where it was born after Pesach, Rav Elazar will hold the baby, as long as it's a male, itself can be brought as a carbon Pesach. And the Chachamim would disagree and say that you leave it to graze. Abaya himself says the answer to his question is loy polig midi. No, actually, Rav Elazar is not arguing in that case. Rav Elazar is not arguing actually. Digmiri lemakom shehamoser holach havlad holach. We know we learn the Kabbalah that wherever the moiser, wherever the leftover animal goes, meaning an animal itself that was supposed to have been brought as a Pesach and now is not, and now it becomes a shlomim. So as a general rule, wherever the moiser of a certain kind of korban comes, havlad holach, then the baby of that type of korban goes to the same place as well. Meaning therefore. La'achar Pesach Moisa Karev Shlomim. Therefore, we don't need. Abaye says it doesn't matter whether the mother had the name Shlomim or not. The fact is that Moisa Pesach after the Yom Tov after Erev Pesach is over, the Moisa Karev Shlomim automatically any animal that was left over that was not brought as a Karev Pesach automatically becomes a Shlomim. Therefore, Vlad Nami Karev Shlomim. So therefore, automatically the baby also has the same status, even though the mother didn't necessarily have the name Shlomim. But after all, before the Yom Tov Pesach, Imei Lamai Akdusha, for what purpose was he Makdish the mother? Lidmei Pesach. He was Makdish, he couldn't have been Makdish the mother herself as a Korban Pesach, because a female can't be brought as a Korban Pesach. Obviously, he was Makdish it only that he's going to use her value once she develops a womb to buy a Pesach. Well, then Vlad Nami was made Pesach, so the Vlad is the same thing. So that is why Abaye says, not like Rava, that Rav Elazar would actually argue in both halves of the Braisa, whether the baby was born before Pesach or after it. No, says Abaye, Rav Elazar would agree in the first case, where it was born before Pesach, that it follows the status of the mother, and therefore the value of it is used for a Pesach. And only in the Sefer, where the mother herself is automatically becoming a Shlomim, it goes towards the Shlomim, then he'll say that the baby itself can be a Shlomim. So far we have three explanations of Rabbi Lazar's opinion. We have, Rabbi Elazar in the Mishnah had said that the baby of an Ola, the baby of the Temura of an Ola, rather, is brought as an Ola, and we asked that it seems to be different than Asham, with Asham. So one answer is he doesn't actually hold it really different with Asham. He's just talking according to what the Chachamim would say. He would say, at least by an Asham, you should meet me halfway and say that it should go for an Ola of a Yafid. The second answer was that Rabbi Elazar would make a distinction between an Ola and an Asham, because an Ola has a female for an Ola has a name Ola, but in the case of a Temura of an Asham, the original animal doesn't have that name. And I buy his explanation that it's not a matter of names or not. It's a matter of wherever the Moser goes, the Vlad goes. And since the Moser goes, in this case, if a Pesach goes to a Shlomim, then so does the Vlad. Okay. Masiv Rav Ukva Bachama, okay, Rav Ukva Bachama asks on all this, are you telling me that we say this idea that because the mother was designated only for dummy, that only her value is going to go for the Pesach, therefore the Vlad also is in that status, and only its Domim is used for the Korban, not according to the Chachamim, and actually according to Rabbi Elazar, even in the beginning of the Braisa, according to Abaya, Vahatanya. But we learn in another Braisa, Hamafish Nekevel Pesach, if a person designates a female animal for the Korban Pesach, Chiyu Vladeser Girachi Stavu, then the din is both the animal herself and any of its babies, are left, whether they're males or females, are left to graze till they develop a womb, via machru, and then he sell them, via yavi b'dman pesach, and use their value to buy a pesach. Rabbi Elazar who asked me yikra pesach, and Rabbi Elazar says the baby itself can be brought to the pesach. Now, unlike before, we said in the braisa, according to Abaya, we said Rabbi Elazar would agree that you sell the baby and use it to buy a pesach. Now we're saying that Rabbi Elazar is saying the baby itself is used as a pesach. Here, after all, we're talking about where the mother was designated only for Domim, because as a female, she herself can't be brought as a Pesach. But Amar Rabbi Elazar, who asked me, Kara Pesach. And yet Rabbi Elazar is saying that the baby itself is brought as a Pesach. We don't make it follow the status of the mother. So what is Abaya telling us that you make the baby follow the status of the mother? Wherever the mother goes, wherever the Moser goes, is where the baby goes. Over here, the mother is going to be for Domim, and Rabbi Elazar is saying the baby goes for the Pesach itself. Amar Ravina, so the answer is, Ravina says, B'mafush behemimu beres skin. And that last braisa is talking about a whole different case. Up until now, we were talking about where the animal later on became pregnant after you were mafush it and had a baby. Here we're talking about you were mafush a baby, you mafush an animal that was already pregnant. Therefore, so what is it? Why does Rabbi Elazar say in that case that the baby itself could be brought to the Pesach? Because Rabbi Elazar stavak Rabbi Yechanan. Because Rabbi Elazar holds like Rabbi Yechanan. De'omer im shiroi meshuyer. We had in the first parak a machlokes between Rabbi Yechanan and Bar Pada about the question, if you makdish a pregnant animal and you want to reserve the baby for a different kedusha, does that work? Bar Pada had said no, the baby automatically follows the mother. Rabbi Yechanan said it does work. The baby could be given a different kedusha than the mother that's carrying it. So according to, because Rabbi Yechanan holds the baby is not considered like a limb of the mother, it's considered an independent entity. So the baby, in this case, according to Rabbi Elazar, does not have to follow the status of the mother. So fine, the mother doesn't have kedushas aguf, only kedushas damim, because you eventually sell her and use the money to buy carbon pesach. So fine, the mother doesn't have that high level of kedusha. But the baby itself could very well have its own independent kedusha. Whereas by Pada would hold differently than that. The Chachamim don't have to agree with Rabbi Yechanan's opinion either. They can hold that the baby follows the mother, and therefore if the mother is only kedushas damim, then so is the baby. So we would say then, Rabbi Elazar would say that if the mother became pregnant afterwards, after you were matzah, then we make that distinction between whether it's before or after Pesach. Then we make that distinction between whether it's before or after Pesach, according to Abaya. But if it became pregnant, if it was pregnant when you were makdish it, that's when Rabbi Elazar would say. That's another case where he argues and says that the baby itself is not nidcha because of the mother. Omele mazutra veder of money little bina. So mazutra veder of money says to Ramina, Hochanami mistabra the behema mubarasaskin. Yeah, in fact, it seems logical that this last brisa that we quoted is talking about an animal that was pregnant when you were makdish it. Midkatoni, he uvlode seho, because the expression in the brisa is she and her babies, meaning, in other words, that it sounds like she and her babies existed already at the time of Hekdesh. As opposed to in all the other in the previous Braisa, we use the expression that you leave it to graze, and then Yolda Zohar, if it gives birth, then you have the dinim of what you do with the baby. Here when we say he or blood seho implies that the blood is actually existed already at the time of the Hekdesh. Good. Shmamina, that proves it that those are different cases. Rabbi Loza would say when the mother was pregnant at the time of the Hekdesh is one thing. When the mother only became pregnant later, then that's a different thing. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yosi b'Chanina, umoder Rabbi Loza b'mafresh nekevel asham. Now Rabbi Loza would agree if a person designates a female animal for an asham, where again, an asham is always only a male animal, then de'en b'na korev asham. Then Rabbi Lozer would agree that the baby is not brought as an asham. Which means, in other words, Tosfos says, we're not talking about, obviously, after Kapara, you're not bringing the baby as a second asham. Your person was only chayiv one asham. What we mean is, even if it's before Kapara, you weren't yet matched with the mother, and then she gave birth, nevertheless, the baby is not being brought as an asham. You can't substitute the baby for the mother. So the question is, the mother says, pshita, well, isn't that obvious? Ad kam like ka'amar Rabbi Lozer el of a makrish nekevel oila. Rabbi Lozer the whole time is only talking about where, like in our Mishnah, where the person designated a female for an oila. The ikka shem oila al imoy, where, as we said, after all, the name oila can attach to the mother because there is such a thing as an oila sa'oif, which can be a female animal. Avo gabi makrish nekevel asham, when it comes to designating a female for an asham. The leka shem asham al imoy, where there's no such thing, there can never be a female that's an asham. You never, an asham is always an animal, and so there's no such thing as a bird asham. And among animals, an asham is always a male. Safilo Rabbi Lozer moided the lekot of asham. So obviously Rabbi Lozer has to agree the baby cannot be brought as an asham. What's the point of what Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina is saying? Shouldn't that be obvious? The answer is, Ilav Dashm Inan, fine, but if Yosi ben Chanina had not told us that detail, Hav Amina, you would think that there's a different reason for Rabbi Lozer's shita. Kaima the Rabbi Lozer, Lav Mishum the Shem Ola Alimai. Maybe Rabbi Lozer's reason is not because the name Ola is able to attach to the mother, and therefore we would say that therefore the baby is able to inherit that degree of Kedusha and be brought as an Ola. You would argue that Rabbi Lozer's reason is because, after all, the baby is perfectly capable of being brought as an ola because it's a male animal and it could be brought as an ola, and therefore you would say it doesn't matter what the status of the mother was and it doesn't matter what the name of the mother was. In which case, over here also, the baby is suitable in and of itself to be brought as an asham because it is a male animal. Kamash Malam, that is why Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina wants to tell us it's not that Rabbi Lozer holds any time the baby is suitable for that type of korban, then you bring it back. Rabbi Lozer has ruled it has to be that the mother has that, and that the mother has that name, like Rava had said on Amunah.
So why isn't that asham? The baby is not brought as an asham in that case?
Because the mother was not able to be called an asham at all. There's no way that the name asham can apply to a female animal. Okay, so the question is, okay, but if you're going to say that that's what Rabbi Lozer means, and that's what Rabbi Lozer means, and that's his reason, it has to do with whether the mother was able to have that name or not. Ad mashmal on the end, not part of asham. Then in that case, why instead of telling us the case, instead of telling us that the baby cannot be brought as an asham, nishmein and de'in b'nach korev oila. Instead, he should tell us that the baby can't even be brought as an oila, that the baby can't even be brought as an oila. And we would know automatically from that that if it can't be brought as an oila, it for sure can't be brought as an asham. Because the point is, in other words, he should, so Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, not the bride, so Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina should tell us that, that after all, if the whole point is the mother had to have that name, the mother did not have the name Oila because the mother had the name Asham, True, the name Ola could apply to the mother, but in this case it didn't, because the name Asham applied to her instead. So therefore, according to that rule, we would say the baby can't even be brought as an Ola, because it can only be brought as something that its mother had that name, or could have had that name, and in this case it didn't. And automatically, we would know for sure it can't be brought as an Asham. So why doesn't Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina tell us that? The answer is Yesh, in an Ola. Okay, but if he told us that it can't be brought as an Ola, then you wouldn't know that it means automatically an Asham. You would say, you know why the baby can't be brought as an Ola? Because after all, he didn't give the mother the Kedusha. He didn't give the mother the Kedusha of the Ola. Fine. He didn't call the mother Ola, therefore you can't say the baby, therefore the baby can't have the name Ola, which the mother didn't have. Aval Asham, but when it comes to an Asham, after all, you did call the mother Asham. Fine, the name Asham can't apply to a female animal, because an Asham is always a male animal, but you would think the very fact that you called her Asham should be reason enough. Aim of Vlad Karev Asham. You would say that therefore maybe the baby should be able to be brought as an Asham, because after all, you did give the name Asham, even if inappropriately, to the mother. Maybe that should be enough for the baby to inherit it. Kamash Malam, that is Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina's point, that no, you can't do that. So the bottom line is that Rav Elazar holds that under certain circumstances the baby or the tmura of a korban can even where the original korban itself was not suitable could be brought as a korban. It has to be according to Rava, it has to be that it had this, and Rav Yosi ben Chanina, it has to be that at least the mother was able to have that name, such as Ola, and therefore not Asham. According to Abaya, it doesn't really matter what name it had. It would have to be that whatever you would do with the mother herself when she's left over for that kind of carbon is what you would do with the baby. That's all. According to Rabbi Elazar, the Chachamim say, no, when it comes to an Asham, you don't do that. The baby itself is not brought as a carbon. The mother is a Kedusha Dechoya, and therefore automatically so is the baby. Which is the next Mishnah over here? Hamafish Nekeval Asham. The Mishnah says, if a person designates a female animal for an Asham, Tira Ad Chetistoiv, again, you have to leave it to graze until it develops a mum, Vitimacher, and then you sell this animal, Vyavi B'demer Asham, and you use the money to buy an Asham. Reb Shimon says, unlike in the previous cases we were talking about where you have to wait till it develops a mum, here you don't have to do that. Okay, and then you use the money to buy an Asham. The Im Korav Asham, what happens if the person already brought a different animal for his Asham? Then Yiplu Dom of the Nadava, then the value of that original animal goes to Nadava, goes to the tzedakah box in the Bais HaMikdash that goes for oilers for the tzibur. That are used when there's slack times when the mizbeach is not busy. Reb Shimon over Timacher Shleib Mum. Reb Shimon says you don't even need to wait till it develops a mum. You can just sell it right away. Given that you can't bring it as an actual asham, then it's already considered a mum and it doesn't have kedushas agus. So when it comes to an Ola, Reb Shimon doesn't hold of that, because again, as we said before, the name Ola can apply to a female animal, but the name Asham cannot apply to a female animal at all. Therefore, Reb Shimon says, I don't need a separate mum, that itself is considered a mum automatically. So the Gemara asks, why don't the Chachamim agree with that? Balamali Tistoev, according to the Chachamim, why does it have to be left until it develops a mum? Timacher, why can't she sell her rent even while she's a Tmima? Given to Lechazula Milsa, because after all, she's not suitable for her purpose, because there's no such thing as a female Asham, Hainu Muma. That itself ought to be considered a Mum. Amr, Yehuda Amr Rab, Hainu Tam. But the reason why the Chachamim disagree, Da'amrinan, because we can say like this, Migoy Denachsala, Kedushas Damim, once Kedushas Damim applies to this animal, automatically, therefore, Nachsanami Kedushas Guf, therefore Kedushas Guf can also come on to it. Now, we don't always say that, of course, because we don't say, for example, you makdish something for Berik HaBayis, it doesn't automatically get Kedushas Guf. But what we mean is, when you have something that has Kedushas Damim, and in and of itself is capable of also being a korban, as in the case of this female animal, which is a tmima, it can't be brought as an asham, fine, but it can be brought as some other type of korban, then we would say that automatically, the Chachamim would say, automatically, Kedusha Zaguf attaches to it. Amar Rava, so Rava says, so Rava points out about, what Rava points out about that then. Rava, son Kodshim says instead, Zoysay Meres, from this we see another din. Hikdish Zohar Ladomov, suppose a person was Makdish, we had this before actually, suppose a person was Makdish a ram or any other male animal for its domim. And it itself could have been brought as a korban, because it's a male animal. It can be brought as any type of korban. So the din would be kodesh kedusha zaguf. Then it gets kedusha zaguf because it is, even though he designated it for dmei ola or dmei osham, but it itself actually becomes the ola or the osham, and therefore you bring it itself as the ola or the osham
because
it was fit to be brought as that type of korban, right. Itmar, so we have a discussion about Meroyim on that. Hikdish Zohar L'domov, if a person did that, a person was Makdish, a ram, for any other male animal, for its domim, that he expected to use the domim of it to bring a certain type of carbon. Rav Kahana Amar Kodesh Kedusha Zaguf, so Rav Kahana says, like we just said, that it has Kedusha Zaguf. Rav Amar Eina Kodesh Kedusha Zaguf, Rav says it does not. You do exactly that. You sell it and use the money of it to buy that carbon. V'hoder Bei Rav Lidur Rav Kahana, but Rava changed his mind and ended up agreeing with Rav Kahana that the animal itself has kedusha zaguf, and you bring it as a korban. Midir Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, based on what Rav Yehuda Amar Rav had said, which we just said that he said that migui, that once kedusha zaguf goes on it, then kedusha zaguf goes on it as well. So Rava ended up agreeing that that's the case.
Rava said it originally.
Well, that's why. That's probably why the Talmud Kodshim changes the original statement to Rava instead of Rava. So you have Rava had said that this din about the Zohar. Then we said that actually Rav Kahana and Rava argued about that point, and Rava ended up agreeing to Rav Kahana, which also means that he's agreeing with Rava and agreeing with Rava and agreeing with Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. You have over there by Omar Rava, you can see over there there's an aleph in square brackets, and at the very bottom of the Omar, you have Hagos Tzon Kodshim, which changes it to Rava. Okay. Then we said in the Mishnah, Rav Shimon Oymer Timacha Shalagimum. On the other hand, Rav Shimon says you don't need that. You can sell this female animal even without a mum, because since it's unsuitable for an osham, then that already is considered a mum in and of itself.
What case are we talking about in the Mishnah?
So the Mishnah had said where you designated a female animal as an osham. Lasham. So we said tirad shtistoyv. You have to leave it to graze till it develops a mum, and then you use the value of it to buy an osham. In Korav Ashomer, then you put Dama Blunadava, because you have the usual rule that an Asham, that the money of an Asham, of an Asham turns into an Oyla. Yeah. And Rav Shimon Oymer Timacha Shalom Mum. Yeah. Rav Shimon said, you don't have to wait till it develops a Mum, because it's already unsuitable for an Asham, and therefore automatically it's the. So Amalei Rav Chiya Bar Avin Rav Yechanan, why don't we say, according to Rav Shimon, Migud Dinaxalik Dushas Domim Keches Leinamik Dushas Aguf, the same logic that we just said that the Chachamim hold, why doesn't Rav Shimon hold that? That once it has Kedushas Domim, it already has Kedushas Aguf.
Even though it's in
a Kedushas Aguf, fine, but it should have Kedushas Aguf to the extent that you have to wait till it has a Mum. The answer is Omalei, so Rav Yechanan answers, Rav Shimon Lataimei, Rav Shimon is going according to his own, as is going according to his own Shita, to Omar, because Rav Shimon says elsewhere, Kol Midi Delechazi Lelegufei, anything that is not suitable for the actual type of korban itself, Leinachzalek Tursagufei, and Tursagufei doesn't go on it. So he would agree, for example, Rav Shimon, in the case that Rav Yehuda was talking about, that Rav Yehuda and Rabba and Rav Kahana, et cetera, what we're talking about, where you have a male animal that you designated Ladomim, that you designated the Ladomim are going to be used for an Osham or an Ola, that the animal itself would get to the goof, and therefore you bring it itself. But here, where the animal is unsuitable, then Rav Shimon disagrees that that concept would apply. The Tanya, as we learn in Abraisa, Osham ben Shana, if you have a case where you're supposed to bring an Osham under a year old, and instead you brought an animal that's within its second year. Now you have the six types of Asham. Of those, four of them are supposed to be an animal within its second year. They're supposed to be a ram within its second year. And two of them, Asham Nazu and Asham Matsara, are supposed to be an animal under a year old. So if you swapped it out, if a person, for example, is a nazir and he's supposed to bring an osham ben shana, and instead he brought an animal that's in its second year, or ben shtayim behavia ben shana, or vice versa, he's supposed to bring, let's say, an asham zelus, which is supposed to be in its second year, and he brought an animal under a year old, kshera, so it's kosher as an osham, but it doesn't count for the owner's obligation, and he has to bring the right kind of animal for the carbon. Reb Shimon says, no, kol atzman ain't in kedushin. No, the animal itself doesn't have any kedusha at all because it was unsuitable for that purpose. So therefore, sort of Shimon holds of that concept. If it's not suitable for its desert, for its stated purpose, then it has no kedusha zaguf. He says over there, and therefore, by the same token, he says over here that this female animal designated as an osham has no kedusha zaguf. Next question is, but what about, you have a case of an animal that's under 8 days old, which is not suitable to be brought as a carbon, but Amar Reb Shimon de Kaddish, and yet Reb Shimon says, that it has Kedusha, to the extent that if a person were to shecht it outside, the Bis Mikdash when it's under 8 days old, he would be over on a loiseseh. Okay, he wouldn't be chayiv kares because it's not roaring lovely b'fnim. It's not yet suitable to come into the azara, but he'd be over on a loiseseh. So you see that he says it has kedusha taguf, even though it's not suitable to be brought. Yeah. The answer is shining. Mechusas man, the chazi l'machar. Okay, but mechusas man is different because after all, fine, it's not suitable today, but it's going to be suitable tomorrow or the next day or whatever. There's going to come a time in the near future where it's going to be capable of being brought as a carbon, as opposed to, for example, a female for an osham, which is not suitable for that at all. So the question is, yihachi osham ben shtayim behavir ben shana. Okay, then in that case, why don't we say if you were supposed to bring an osham in its second year, for example, for asham zelus, and you brought an animal under a year old, eventually it's going to grow up, right? Ha-chazi l'shana. Eventually, next year, it's going to be suitable. So why, and yet Reb Shimon says it doesn't have kedushas haguf, so it can't just be that it's a matter of time. Eller, no. Chayin of time is Reb Shimon, the mechusas man. You know why Reb Shimon holds by mechusas man that a person is chayiv, is over on a lav, reshechted outside the azara, the yalaf leim b'chur. The reason is because he learns it from a b'chur, where a b'chur has kedusha, even before it's able to be brought as a carbon. But the Tanya, as we learn in a b'raisa, Reb Shimon ben Yehuda omer mishum Reb Shimon, mechusas man nichnas ladir lehisaser, an animal that's underage, under 8 days old, is still brought into the pen and counted as one of the animals from Maisa Behema. And if you end up picking it, then okay, you have to wait until it's 8 days old, and then you offer it as a carbon. In that sense, the Maisa Behema is like a bechur. Ma bechur kodesh lifnei zmane b'kor v'achazmane, just like a bechur is kodesh as soon as it's born, even before it's 8 days old, the korev la'achaz maneh, but you only bring it as a korban la'achaz maneh, because like every other korban, you have to wait till it's 8 days old. Af mechusas man, kodesh lifnei zmaneh, the korev la'achaz maneh, the same thing on mechusas man. So mechusas man is a special case. Normally, Reb Shimon would say, if it's not suitable right now for the purpose that we're supposed to use it for, then it doesn't have kedushas haguf. Therefore, he says that about a female for an osham, and therefore he says that about an animal in its first year for an osham. Okay, we're going to continue. Hamakdish nekeva loyla. So if a person designates a female animal for his oila, ula pischoi, or for his korban pesach, ula ashamoi, or for his osham. Oisa tmura, in all those cases, it has kedusha zaguf to the extent of being able to produce a tmura. So if a person were to make a tmura with this female animal, that tmura would take effect. Reb Shimon says, no, la'olasa oisa tmura, when it comes to an ola, I agree that it can produce a tmura. L'pisco la'ashama ein oisa tmura, but not when it comes to the Pesach or the Asham. She'ein l'chadava oisa tmura ela haroya l'istoy, because the only kind of thing that makes a tmura, that produces a tmura, is where it has kedushas haguf to the extent that you have to leave it to graze until it develops a mole. If you don't have to graze it, if you don't have to leave it to graze, if you're able to sell it right on the spot, and Reb Shimon had said about the female for an Osham and Amishnah, and he would hold the same about a female for a Pesach for the same reason, because it's not suitable for its purpose. An ola is one thing because again, you have the name ola that is sometimes applicable to a female, namely a female bird. So only when you have an animal that has kedushas haguf to the extent that you need to wait to develop some mumen, only then can you sell it. Only that kind of animal will make a tamura. So not in the case of a female animal for an asham or a pesach. Omar Rebbe. So Rebbe says, "Ein ani roya dvarav shal Rav Shimon bePesach." I disagree with Rav Shimon's statement when it comes to a korban Pesach. I would hold that there is a distinction between Asham and Pesach in that regard. It's true neither of them can be a female, but after all, we said a Pesach turns into something that could. Hayul Moisal Pesach Korav Shlamim. Because after all, what's left over from a Pesach, an animal itself that's left over and wasn't brought as a Pesach, is brought as a Shlamim instead. So therefore, you have the concept of. So therefore, you have again the concept of a female being able to be described as a shlomim, because a shlomim can be a female animal. Okay, so the question is, why doesn't Rebbe also disagree when it comes to the Asham? Because just like a Pesach, just like the leftover Pesach turns into a shlomim, so also the leftover Asham turns into a, for example, if you were already mocked with a different animal for the Asham, turns into an Ola. And an Ola, we said the name Ola applies to a female. The answer is Rebbe Savalak Rabbanon, Gami Moser Lenidras Tiberazi. Okay, but Rebbe holds like the Chachamim, who we said before, we said that Rebbe Lazar disagreed with the Chachamim on this point, that where Rebbe Lazar had argued that the Moser of it, should become an Ola Yochid, and the Chachamim, we said on Yer Chesem Abbeis, disagreed and said it will become an Ola Tiber. Well, the ain't tamura but tzibur. Now, when it comes to the tzibur, as we learned in the first paragraph, there's no tamura. The tzibur is not able to make a tamura with their karbonis. Therefore Rebbe will say that there's no way to make the name of Ola be able to apply in this case, because there's no way to bring in the concept of tamura over here. The tamura of the asham is going to become an oila, but that oila is an oila sibur, and sibur doesn't make a tamura. So therefore, the whole concept doesn't apply. Yeah. So the Gemara continues. Okay, now we assume for purposes of discussion that that's the same reason that Rav Shimon would say when a person designates a female for his Ola, that he would say Mishum Hochi Osa Tmura, that the reason why Rav Shimon would distinguish and say by an Ola it's able to produce a Tmura and by Pesach and Osham not, you would say the reason is because Doha Ika Shem Ola Ale, because the name Ola can apply to a female, Gabi Ola Sa'if, namely when it comes to an Ola Sa'if, which can be a female animal. The problem with that is, Ela Me'asa, by that logic, the Kohen Gadol Shehifrish Paro L'Paroi, what if, and you have the Kohen Gadol has to bring a par, and you have two different cases where he brings a par. He brings one every year on Yom Kippur. He brings a par if he made a mistake in Halacha. Rashi says we're talking over here primarily about the first one. We're talking about the first one over here, the one of Yom Kippur. So it's supposed to be a male animal. And if instead he designated a female animal, Tiktush, by that logic, it should also become Kaddish. Because after all, you have a parallel to that. You have a female animal that is brought as the Parah Adruma. The Parah Adruma is called Chatas. So the Chatas of the Kohen Gadol for Yom Kippur, therefore the name Chatas should be able to attach to a female animal. Therefore, it should have Kaddish as a Guf. And we don't find that it does. The answer is the Parah Adruma is a separate category. Yes, it is called by the name Chatas, but it's not really a Chatas. Kod Shebedek Abayisu. The Parah Adruma, after all, is Kod Shebedek Abayis, but Kod Shebedek Abayis Loi Abdi Tmura. And Kod Shebedek Abayis, not brought on the Mizbeach, it's only Kedushas Damim, and it can't produce a Tmura. So we're back to that. Only when you have the type of carbon that can produce a tamura would we say that it, or only if it has kedushas haguf, would we say it produces a tamura? And here it's not. It only has kedushas dam. Okay. What about yochid shehifush soil l'sirah? Say, what about if an individual designates a male goat for his chakas instead of a female tikdush? By that logic, it should have kedusha. Yoikas soil nasi. because after all, you have there can be a male animal, there can be a male goat that can be a chatas, namely when the king when the king does an avera, then he brings a male animal as his chatas. For that matter, Tosfos points out that you could ask the same thing we said before about the 1-year-old and 2-year-old animals for Ashamas, and you have the fact of the matter is the name Asham can apply to either one, and yet Reb Shimon says that it doesn't have kedushas aguf. So. But over here also, if you have a male instead of a female for a chatas, inami nosi shehifish seiru l'seiru, or vice versa, if the king designates a female animal instead of the male animal, kikdush, also we should argue that it should have kedusha, dehayochid matush seiru, because after all, an individual usually brings a female goat as a chatas, and yet we don't say that. So what's the difference? Why would Reb Shimon say that when it comes to an ola that it can make a tumura, but when it comes to all these other cases, it can't? The answer is hani trei gufin. You know, the answer is the individual and the nasi are two different people. So within the one person, within the commoner, you never have that he brings a male goat for a chatas. Within the nasi, you never find that he brings a female. But you could, after all, have, within the same person, he himself could conceivably bring a female bird for an ola. Namely, Rashi says, if he becomes poor, for example, he can be maskerol in the chosim, he becomes poor, then he can bring an ola toif. So therefore, so even he, as the same person, could conceivably bring either one. But the Gemara says, by that logic, chotu ad shaloi nismanu. Okay, but what happens? We know that this that we're saying, for example, with the king, that he brings a male animal for his chatas. So if the din is, if he did the avera before he was appointed as king, where then when he did the avera, he was still a commoner, so therefore he would have had to bring a female. Now, by the time he designates it, he's supposed to be bringing a male. Ki matush sir to see rossi kikdush. So still, we should say that if he designates a male animal for his korban instead of a female, which is what he's supposed to bring, then it should have kedusha. Da ilu chota hashta bari suri yisoyu. Because after all, he's the same person, and if he were to do the avera now as a king, he would be bringing a male. So we don't say that because it's unsuitable for its present purpose, because right now since he did the Aveira when he was a commoner, then he's still supposed to be bringing a female. The answer is holei chata lo yichai v'soyer. Okay, but the fact of the matter is he didn't yet do the Aveira, so therefore he wasn't yet chai v'soyer. So fine, he's all the same person, but the fact of the matter is that you can't say if he had done the Aveira now. The fact is he didn't do the Aveira now. So it's still a difference. Okay, so the question is, okay, in that case then when we're talking about this original case where a person is obligated to bring an ola, he being a rich person, he would have to bring an animal for the ola. He can't get away with just bringing a bird as his neder or nadava. And you could say the same thing. When he was makdish the animal, he's rich. So we should say by that logic. And yet we're saying that Reb Shimon makes the distinction that by Ola, the female can make a tumura because the name Ola can apply to it. The answer is Reb Shimon would hold like Reb Elazar ben Azariah's definition of Ola, as we mentioned before, Detanan, as we learn in a Mishnah in Menachos, Harei alai Ola yabi keves. If a person says generically, I will bring an Ola, without specifying what kind of Ola he's going to bring, yabi keves, he's supposed to bring a sheep, because that's the default kind of Ola. Reb Elazar ben Azariah, Omer o Torah, then o b'nei Yonah. Reb Elazar ben Azariah says he could also bring a bird, he could also bring a dove or a turtle dove. So Reb Elazar ben Azariah says, even by a rich person, he can be yotze his neder. He said, an ola, that could equally well include an ola size. It's not even a matter of giving away all his nechassim. Before we were arguing that he could do that. Now we're saying, but the fact is he didn't yet give away his nechassim. But Reb Elazar ben Azariah says it doesn't matter. Even if he remains rich the whole time, he's still able to be yotze his neder with a bird. So there, and Reb Shimon would agree with that. So therefore, Reb Shimon would say, when you made a neder, I am going to bring an ola, and then you designated a female animal for it. We say, right now, even in your current economic circumstances, when you're that you're rich, you could have instead decided to bring a bird as the carbon, and that could just as well have been a female. Therefore, the fact that you designated a female animal instead, you're not bringing it as an oila, but it does have producers like roof to the extent of being able to make a tamura, and to the extent of be having of being have that you have to leave it to graze till it develops a mum, etc. Whereas when it comes to an Osham or a Pesach or all these other cases where you did male instead of female or female instead of male, in all those cases, right now in the current circumstances, there's no way of doing it that way. Either there's never a way, like with the Osham or the Pesach, or right now under the current circumstances there aren't, because, for example, you're the king and you have to bring a male now, or you weren't the king before and you have to bring a female. Therefore, Rav Shimon would say it doesn't have Kedusha. Doesn't have kosher as a goof, and therefore you could sell it even without a mum, just like he said in our mission. Okay. Yeah.